This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you once again for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. You know, Thanksgiving just passed last week and Christmas is just a few weeks away. And, you know, if you've been listening to the Father Matters Show and following us, I've had awesome guests every week, a different guest every week. And over these last couple of weeks, I had the opportunity to sit down with a lot of men, a lot of different men. And with the holidays around, it just came heavy on my heart to realize that a lot of us as men are still dealing with so much anger. And I'm not talking about go to the bar and let's get drunk and have a fight anger. I'm talking about rejection anger, divorce anger, financial anger, which is really hurt. And I'm realizing a lot of us as men, we don't acknowledge the hurt first. We go straight to reaction, straight into anger. Over the summer, we did the conference Father Fest 2014 Black Hawk Down. And my segment was called The Boiling Point. As you know, I wrote a book, Man Talk, that was released over the summer. And in chapter 6, it's called The Boiling Point. So what I want to do today is share with you the boiling point from Father Fest 2014. And then right back when this is over, I want to share heart to heart, especially with the men out there. So Jeremy has it all queued up. Jeremy Siegel, my engineer. And we just wanted to do something a little different. And so enjoy this and I'll see you after this. The Boiling Point.
What I want to share with you real quick in my time that we have left is the boiling point. Say boiling point. The number one cause, and this is some of the stuff out of the book, Man Talk, okay? This is how I talk to you about chapter 6. The number one cause of death among men is heart attacks. And the number one cause of heart attacks is anger. Say boiling point. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, men in the U.S. are dying 4 times higher than women by suicide. Say boiling point. The United States has the highest documented incarceration rate in the world. Research shows that out of 809,800 parents incarcerated in the U.S. prisons, 92% are fathers. That's 745,016 dads in prison today. Say boiling point. I get the opportunity, because we have a reentry program, we do things, but sometimes I get the opportunity, I go speak in prisons. And I wrote about a guy named Steve in this book. That's not his real name. And I met Steve at one of the prisons where I go. And when I always tell people, I don't want to know why you're in here. And I don't care why you're in here. Because that way it will keep my judgments of them to myself. Does that make sense? And while I was in there doing some mentoring stuff through Father Matters, Steve was telling me about his daughter. But in order for him to tell me about his daughter, he was also sharing why he ended up in one of these prisons. I'm not going to say the name because I'm not allowed to do that. And one time, now, Steve is from Texas. What state are we in? Part of his story, he shared with me that he was bounced from 3 different prisons by the time he ended up in Arizona. But back home in Texas, he was going through like a custody battle, like I went through. Like, that's why we have the partners with the Vision of Child Support, because some of these situations, divorce and custody, fellas, let me tell you something. Nothing can be as sensitive as going through a divorce or child custody battle. You stay on the boiling point. And if you don't have men in your life that will do life with you, Brother Greg, man, it's no stopping you. And he was sharing that one time he was on the phone and he was talking to his child's mother at the time, and he was trying to arrange a weekend for him to come pick up their daughter. They were going around and around, and while he was trying to talk to her, her new boyfriend was in the background saying things like, hang up on his face. He don't need to come see, just nagging, just talking. And he was talking and talking and talking, and then Steve just told her, tell your boyfriend to shut the hell up. He has nothing to do with this. The boyfriend heard this. He snatches the phone from the girlfriend. Now Steve and the new boyfriend are on the phone, yelling, screaming, not communicating, talking over each other, buffing up on each other. And next thing you know, Steve and two of his friends were on their way to the ex-girlfriend's house to confront the new boyfriend. And let me add something, because I also talk about something in the chapter I'm not going to get into called friends or foes. Are you surrounded by friends or are you surrounded by foes? Because while Steve was talking to the boyfriend, getting huffy, he was getting egged on, gassed up by his two friends saying stuff like, man, let's go over there and kick his ass. F him, man. Whoop, they're back here talking. That's a foe. That's not a friend. So now Steve is gassed up. His friends are gassed up. The boy on the other side of the phone, the man on the side of the phone is gassed up. They pull over to the ex-girlfriend's house. Steve's friends get out of the car, close the door, and them two sit on the hood. Steve goes and confront the new boyfriend as the new boyfriend comes to confront Steve in the middle of the street. Words get heated, escalated. Next thing you know, They throw him blows. Steve steps back, give the dude a left hook. It just so happened to be when Steve gave the guy the left hook, the guy was perfectly positioned that when he fell back, he cracked his head open on the curb. 2 to 3 days later, Steve found out the guy died. Now, Steve was trying to move on with his life. He was taking night classes. He just met a new girlfriend. He had his little apartment. And all he wanted to do was arrange his visitation time with his ex-girlfriend. He ends up getting in a fight with this guy, hits him once. A couple of days later, the guy dies. He's getting life turned upside down just that quick. Say boiling point. That's real easy, man. See, it's easy to step that way. It's hard to man up and say, I'm not going to do that. See, foes gassed him up to go fight the dude, Brother Doug. A friend would have went over to him, took the phone from him, and put it down and said, hey, bro, don't talk to your baby's mom like that. I know you pissed off. I know she's cussing you out, and I know that dude is an idiot, but don't do that, man. Call her back when you guys can talk about this. That's a friend. That's a friend. And what's sad, the average man has less than 3 friends in a lifetime. The average man, you in this audience, I'm not talking about your beer buddy friends, the ones that have come over to your house, you know, on Monday night, drink up all your beer. It's men in here. Piss all on your toilet seat, eat up all your food, and then leave. And then your wife Tuesday morning is arguing with you because now she's cleaning up some grown men who act like little kids. No, I'm talking about real friends that will do life with you. Friends that will confront you. Friends that will get in your face. Less than 3 friends in a lifetime. And now Steve has not seen his daughter for over 3 to 4 years. And he said it was about 3 years into it, he got a letter from Texas from one of the guys that was with him saying all this stuff like, man, I miss the good old days. I wish you was out. By the way, I got a baby coming and I'm getting married next summer. And when he was in there, that was the first time he heard from anybody. And his family was not in a financial situation that they can just jump up and drive across the country to see Steve in prison. That's why prison ministries are so important. That's why this room is not full, because men don't like to be confronted, Brother Craig, Greg. They don't like that. They like cheerleaders. They like foes. That's why this conference is called Black Hawk Down. When I'm putting on an event like this leading up to it, I'm stressed. I'm, you know, trying to tell people the importance of being here. But once I get here, it's on guard now. You see what I mean? See, this is the other side of me. Some of you saw the front side of me, Brother Doug and Brother Willis. Thank you. But the side here now, I thank you all for being here, because it take a real man to be here and listen, to be taught and to share. And some of you in here are dealing with anger right now. If you are someone in this room, Brother Gabriel, help me out a little bit. If you are someone in this room right now, look, we all brothers here, man. Don't fake the funk and don't leave here how you came here. Don't worry about who's not here. You're here. If you are someone in this room dealing with anger right now, please stand up. Please stand up. Don't fake the funk, man. Don't worry about pride. If you are dealing, struggling with anger, please stand up. And if you would, brothers, come on up to the stage for a minute. Come on up to the stage for a minute. If you are struggling with that, come on up to the stage. Fellas, give it up for our brothers that's willing. Today ain't no preach-off. Today is about us just coming together. Brothers, grab hands. You guys grab hands right here. And I need some real men of God that can stand up and put their hands on these brothers. Come on up here and put their hands on them real fast. Put your hands on your brother. Do you feel that, brother? Do you feel that, brother? Do you feel that, brother? It's breaking off, man. It's breaking off, man. It's not your fault, brother. It's not your fault what happened to you, man. Release that, brother. Whew, it's knocking me down. Come on, brother. Receive this, man. Please receive this, brother. Please receive this, brother. Please receive this, brother. Brother Doug, can you help me with this prayer, brother? Can you?
Father, we thank you that greater is he that's in us than we are. Thank you that in our own abilities we don't have the strength to do what we need to do, but right now in your presence we can lay aside every weight that holds us back. And we know that the anger that we have held is a weight that holds us back and keeps us from being who we are. Father, right now, as we stand shoulder to shoulder with men that have got our backs, somebody that's standing here with us, we lay that anger aside and we let it go. We know that it's not doing us any good, but we lay it down and we let it go now. Gentlemen, if you really want to let that thing go, let me tell you what you need to say. Whoever you're mad at, whoever the anger is focused at, I want you to get their name ready, and I want you to say, Dad, I forgive you. Mom, I forgive you. Ex-wife, I forgive you. Grandma, auntie, cousin, girlfriend, I forgive you. You're not responsible for what I am. I take responsibility for right now who I am. And I am a man of God. I may not be who I'm going to be, but who I am is loved by God. Thank you, Father, that you love me. Thank you that you forgive me. And because you forgive me, I can forgive them. And the anger can go. The anger can go. The anger can go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Give it up, everybody. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Scream it out. Scream it out. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today we're listening to The Boiling Point. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of The Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And we're back. And we were listening to The Boiling Point. It was live. It was something that I taped at Father Fest 2014, Black Hawk Down last summer. And it came heavy on my heart. I brought it to the studio and I spoke with Jeremy. And I said, Jeremy, let's do something different today. Because there was so much anger, so much hurt that men are dealing with. So if you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. So in that segment, you heard me share a little bit about Steve. And, you know, as I was listening to this, I realized a lot of us may not be in prison behind walls, but we are prison. We are in prison in our hearts. We are in prison in our mind. And for those of you that are listening to this right now, I just want you to know that it is just okay. You heard the prayer by Brother Doug. You heard the whole segment. And play this again. Play it over and over. And for some of you women who are listening to this too, who are also dealing with anger, we're dealing with this from rejection. We're dealing with this from our fathers left our family. Our moms might have left our families. Childhood abuse, childhood brokenness. A spouse might have hurt us really, really bad. A business partner may have hurt us. A friend may have hurt us. But I'm going to tell you, there's one thing about this anger that we've got to deal with and we have to allow in our hearts, and that's called forgiveness. We have all the reasons to stay angry at someone, all the reasons to just stay trapped into this prison. But that's exactly what it is. I was reading a book and the guy was giving a demonstration when he was saying, you know, he had the keys to get out of a prison. But in sharing this prison cell were all the people that hurt this guy in the past, from childhood to coaches to parents to divorce. And he had that opportunity to set these people free. And in his heart, he did not want to set them free. But when he reached for the door to try to get out, he realized that he could not get out of that cell. He also was trapped in that cell. So the only way he was able to get out of that cell was to unlock the door and set all those other people free from his past. And I know that's easier said than done, but we don't want to forgive people. You know, for them, we want to forgive people for ourselves because we're holding on. I heard a saying, it's anger is kind of like drinking poison and expecting the person that hurt you to die. And it doesn't work like that. And we're drinking it and drinking it and drinking it and waiting for that person to die who have hurt us. And it does not work that way. And I'm going to ask you, if you're a man listening to this, you might be driving in your car right now, or working on your car, or by yourself right now. This is divine. Don't change this station. Just listen with your heart. You're angry at your child's mom, your ex, or your father, or your mom, or whatever. Only person that we are hurting is ourselves. The people that we're angry at sleep good every night. They sleep good every night. They have no idea that you are still holding on to this anger, to this rejection. And I want to share this with you, man to man. You know, for a long time, I'm 46 years old. For a long time, I held on to a lot of anger from the way I grew up, the way I felt dropped, the way I felt abandoned. And it'd be a time where, you know, I could just let people go out of my life easy. I would not allow people close to my heart. And sometimes still to this day, even in my marriage with my wife, Raina, I might pick up on a tone. I may pick up on a body language. She has no idea. But to me, that's the tone or the body language that maybe my mom used with me. But I needed to realize, and I need to realize, that my wife is not my mom, and my wife would not ever hurt me. But some of us allow certain things to affect the relationships that we are in right now. So I want you to first forgive yourself. Yes, sometimes we need to forgive ourselves from things that happen to us. You know, we might say, I allowed that to happen. And I want us to forgive the people who done us wrong. And I'm not saying pick up the phone and call them and say, I forgive you. Let's spend Christmas together. I'm not talking about that. You can still go through that process. But set them free from your mind. Set them free from your heart. So your family won't be taking the brunt of your anger. What's going on in your heart and what's trapped in your heart. So if I could, I just want to do a quick prayer before we close out. And also, you can purchase a copy of the book, Man Talk. It's awesome chapters in it. It would be a great Christmas gift for men. So if you're listening, you're looking for a great Christmas gift to give someone, give them the gift of the book called Man Talk, 12 Must-Have Life-Changing Conversations Between Men. I also have little workbooks in there. You can order that at fathermatters.org. And all the proceeds go to the Father Matters ministry so we can continue to do things like the Father Matters radio show. Also, this time of the year, if you have in your heart, give to your church first. If you appreciate what Father Matter has been doing through the radio show, through the workshops, the trainings, the conferences, we need your help. If you would help support Father Matters, it's all tax deductible. We are a nonprofit. You can donate online at fathermatters.org because we realize since this radio show, we call it the Father Matters, the outreach ministry for Father Matters. There's a lot of people who have not been to a workshop or a conference, but they tune in every week to the Father Matters show. And I appreciate that. But it costs to stay on the air. So if you could, if it's in your heart, if you can plant a seed into the ministry of Father Matters so we can continue on doing the radio show, the tribunes, the workshops, we want to be that outreach ministry for you. But first, give to your church. Give to your local church. And I will say, join a church. Get involved with a church. Don't just go and expect to get. Go and give. Be a part of the men's ministry. Women, become a part of the women's ministry. Get your children involved. So if I could right now, I'm going to pray us out. And then I want you to maybe even get a journal out after this show. Play this show again, 2, 3, 4, 5 more times. And then you write down that person. Write a letter to that person. You don't have to give it to them. Write it to that person so you can be released. So Father, I ask right now that you just quiet the storms and the spirits and the minds of the people that's listening. And I ask that you allow them to forgive, open up their hearts, and realize that they are loved by you. And if they need more support, more help, to reach out, to pick up the phone and acknowledge that and speak to someone about the hurt and pain that they have. So, Father, I'm not going to get too deep into this. I just thank you again for what you're doing. And I thank you for this holiday season. And I ask that you just breathe life into people right now, especially the people that's broken and wounded and hurting, and allowing all this hurt and anger to affect their relationships right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And I want to thank you for listening to the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments. I want to thank my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Thank you, my friend, for all that you do. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.